to your world, I'm Earl Katsir. Good afternoon. Agreement between Mangaung workers and Metro expected today, and Maimane defends decision to keep Zilla. The South African Municipal Workers Union says an agreement regarding labour issues raised within the Mangaung Metro is expected to be reached today in a meeting with the local labour forum. The union's provincial secretary, Thabang Tsewa, says of utmost concern is to reach an agreement on issues relating to the adjustment of salaries and permanent employment of temporary workers. He maintains that there's an urgent need to bring workers' salaries up to par with that of other metro municipalities in the country.
There's an agreement or an understanding that today there'll be an LLF to conclude and finalize all the outstanding issues, especially those that relate to your metro adjustment. So we hope by the end of the day we'll know what is taking place. We have raised many issues of which we have said others are urgent issues that should be attended to. Others are long-term issues that we'll have to work together as parties to ensure that we have some sort of an agreement or understanding.
9 people who were arrested in connection with the municipal strike in Bloemfontein last week were returned to the local magistrate's court on July 21st. The suspects briefly appeared today and the case was postponed for further investigation. They were released on bail of 400 rand each on Friday evening. 3 other municipal workers appeared in court last week and were granted bail of 1,000 rand each. The suspects all faced charges of contravention of a court order and public violence following clashes with police during last week's protests. And DA leader Musi Maimane says South Africans should never forget the ideals of reconciliation. He was responding to questions around the party's decision not to remove Helen Zille as Premier of the Western Cape following her controversial tweets on colonialism. Maimane briefed reporters on the outcomes of its Federal Council meeting. He said there can be no debate that Zille is leading the best provincial government in the country.
The matter was referred back to the Federal Legal Commission for it to interact with Mr. Madikizela to establish whether his complaint had indeed seen its expression in the investigation. That is the stage we are at the moment. The Federal Legal Commission has not yet reported back. It will report back at the next meeting of the Federal Exec.
Apologies, that was the wrong sound clip. The proper clip will be playing now.
One is that South Africa should never lose track of reconciliation. Secondly, it doesn't matter what level in the organization you are, everybody must account. Thirdly, that the Western Cape runs the best government in the country. And that ultimately, unlike any other political party, unlike any other, when people do something in the organization, they are held to account. You show me any other party that does that.
You previously heard DA's Federal Executive Chairperson James Self saying they're still awaiting a report from the Federal Legal Commission in connection with the misconduct charge against the DA's spokesperson for the KZN legislature, Mbali Ntuli, who was charged with misconduct after liking a Facebook post labelling Zilla a racist. Your top story at this hour, the South African Municipal Workers Union expects to reach an agreement regarding labour issues raised within the Mangaung Metro today. You can reach us by phoning our hotline on 082-370-1268.